This is Tip TV Finance with me, Jenny Hammond and Zach Mayer. And joining us down the line is James Hughes from GKFX. James, how are you doing today?
Not so bad, thank you. Good morning to you both.
Right, I want to start with looking at gold because I read in the FT today, considering everything that's happening with Trump's protectionism and elections in Europe coming up, that gold is now considered to becoming a new safe haven asset. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? Because the new old safe haven asset that everyone likes talking about but absolutely hates talking about as well. And this, it's become incredibly unfashionable to talk about the fact that, gold is a safe haven, and we completely moved away from that whole area that where we would see money just go straight into gold whenever we saw any kind of risky asset. But really, it does seem like that is the case. I mean, we've seen the US dollar not being able to hold on to any gains recently, so we see the upside and then that instantly comes back off in the overnight session, seeing exactly the same kind of story throughout today's session as well. And when that happens, when equities start to fall, it seems that gold is the area which is seeing all the strength, all of the cash flows into. So that is, it does seem one of the key areas. And of course, when you've got so much geopolitical and external things affecting the market, like Donald Trump, and there's more stories and headlines about Donald Trump this morning, we've got French elections and the whole European worries, with Greece coming back onto the into the spotlight as well. So with those worries there, it just seems that there's the gold price is that easy bet for people at the moment. And it's very easy to say that gold is a safe haven when gold is rallying so strongly. I mean, it's the natural go-to reaction that everyone will say, why is gold up? Well, it's a safe haven, all the money's going into it. So it's an easy get-out clause, really, but it was unfashionable, but now it seems like it's very much back in fashion for gold to be that safe haven.
Well, I have to say that in 30 years plus of reading the FT, I've never found any proper trading tip in it, but maybe this will be the correct one. Once in a lifetime. But I mean, the problem with gold is that even if it is a safe haven, it's so volatile day to day and minute to minute that you can be in at $1,240 and the next minute it's at $1,210. So the leverage and the whole, I mean, that's the irony of it, isn't it, really? Trading it is like a white knuckle ride, whereas, you know, the only way of actually getting involved is to buy it physically.
Exactly. I mean, for a safe haven, it's not particularly safe. And that's the issue that you have in case there. I mean, the market is incredibly volatile. And the problem with gold, and again, this is an issue with the likes of oil as well, and you would never consider oil really as that safe haven because it's far too political. There's far too many external factors which dominate where it's going to go. And that's a very similar story to what gold is. But we tend to ignore those sort of external influences onto that and say, well, let's all blindly put our money into gold and follow that way because everything else looks particularly risky, whereas gold is potentially one of those most risky assets out there. But I think if you look around everywhere else, we do have markets moving. There is that bit of volatility. Today we're going to get a few more bits of data out of the economic calendar, which we haven't had for the rest of this week, with some initial job numbers and just some small bits. There's some Fed speak. There's Mark Carney speaking later. So there is a little bit more for us to get our teeth into this week or today, rather than there was earlier in the week. And when earlier in the week, there's nothing in terms of the calendar, there's not much really, Donald Trump's being particularly quiet, then it does give everyone somewhere to say, well, we'll stick that money into gold and continue that rally because it's nice and easy.
Speaking of my hero, Mark Carney, we're looking at sterling holding above 125. Do you think that's going to be a permanent fixture now?
Well, I mean, I think it's with cable, it's so dominated by that US dollar movement. Of course, the Brexit stories are going to be interesting and important to the pound. Of course, the vote yesterday cleared the way for Article 50 to actually be triggered. So, I mean, there's going to be more Brexit headlines that move things. But what's interesting about those Brexit headlines in cable now is the fact that when you do get those headlines, it doesn't really matter, positive or negative. They all point to upside in cable at the moment. There's nothing really that's dragging on the pound when you do get those Brexit headlines, which is a complete change around from what we had earlier. And I think with the likes of we're talking very bullish and hawkish in terms of the central bank. Mark Carney's already put the GDP forecast up for 2017. So the economic numbers and the outlook looks particularly strong for the UK despite Brexit. It just again, like everything, it all depends what happens when Brexit actually does finally happen.
Well, finally, we're getting a lot of company earnings out today, such as Manchester United. Anything we should really watch out for?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've had some particularly strong numbers this morning from SocGen, and some other European companies have helped to drag those European shares higher, because of course you've got that worries about the French election as well, which are really dragging the undertones of these markets. So a lot of the earnings throughout Europe are helping to drag things higher. And again, I think we have to just look to the fact that we've seen quite a positive earnings season with a lot of the US earnings season now finished. There's a high percentage of those which are now beaten expectations, and you're looking for the similar kind of story in Europe for those things to continue to come out positively. So I think just looking for any sort of numbers being positive in terms of earnings, anything away from expectations has a bit more of an extended downside because it's just unexpected at the moment.
James, thank you. James Hughes there from GKFX.